Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker demands $8.6 billion in tariff refunds from Trump. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 20, 2026. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., demanded that President Donald Trump give the people of the state a total of $8.6 billion in refunds after the Supreme Court struck down Trump's global tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. In a letter addressed to Trump that Pritzker posted to X, Pritzker described Trump's tariffs as having wreaked havoc on farmers, having enraged our allies, and increased the cost of groceries. Pritzker explained that he was demanding a refund of $1,700 for every family in the state, and that because there were roughly 5,105,448 households in the state, the total came to $8,679,261,600. Your tariffs wreaked havoc on farmers, enraged our allies, and sent grocery prices through the roof, Pritzker wrote. This morning, your hand-picked Supreme Court justices notified you that they are also unconstitutional. Pritzker added, on behalf of the people of Illinois, I demand a refund of $1,700 for every family in Illinois. There are 5,105,448 households in my state, bringing the total damages you owe to $8,679,261,600. Pritzker added that his letter and the attached invoice stand as an official notice that compensation is owed to the people of the state, adding that if he does not comply, Pritzker will pursue further action. Breitbart News's John Carney reported that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in a 6-3 majority that Trump exceeded his authority by invoking emergency powers to impose duties on virtually every country. The ruling is the first time the High Court has definitely struck down one of Trump's second-term policies. In other areas, the court has granted Trump broad latitude to deploy executive power. But a majority of justices said he went too far in enacting his most sweeping tariffs without clear authorization from Congress. Trump imposed the tariffs in two waves. In February 2025, he placed 25% duties on most Canadian and Mexican imports and 10% on Chinese goods, citing fentanyl trafficking. Then in April, on what he dubbed Liberation Day, he imposed a general 10% tariff on imports from nearly all countries and steeper rates on nations the administration deemed trade violators. Trump declared overdose deaths from fentanyl and persistent annual trade deficits to be national emergencies that justify the new trade policy under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a 1977 law Congress passed to give presidents tools for responding to foreign crises. Breitbart News White House correspondent Nick Gilbertson reported that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh hinted that there may be a path forward for future tariffs. Although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. That is because numerous other federal statutes authorize the president to impose tariffs and might justify most, if not all, of the tariffs at issue in this case, albeit perhaps with a few additional procedural steps that IEEPA, as an emergency statute, does not require. Those statutes include, for example, the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232, the Trade Act of 1974, Sections 122, 201, and 301, and the Tariff Act of 1930, Section 338. In essence, the court today concludes that the president checked the wrong statutory box by relying on IEEPA rather than another statute to impose these tariffs. During the White House press briefing after the Supreme Court's ruling, Trump expressed that he was ashamed of certain members of the court. The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court. Absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country, Trump said.